as you said, you came to Sepulpa in 1962, and of course, you and Kitty remained close.
Yes. After I first arrived, I was living with them, with Kitty and her family.
Now, Kitty died in 1992.
New Year's Day, 1992.
So from 62 until 92, my math says that's 30 years.
Yes.
30 years of seeing her, talking to her families back and forth because you were married and back and forth and all that. Did you and Kitty, in that 30 years, ever talk about the war?
No, we did not. It was something we really didn't want to remember. And Kitty would never talk about her experiences.
Did you ever try to talk to her about it?
No, I did not.
You think she spoke to her husband about it?
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously.
So she kept this very much to herself. I just think it's so remarkable that brother and sister, there would have been some time you're alone in the house or whatever, and the two of you just broke down and talk about it, but you didn't do it.
No.
Well, you told your wife when you eventually married.
It's just something that I wanted to forget. It's not something that really dwelt on.
And it wasn't in your heart that you wanted to talk either, so you were both keeping it to yourself.
That's right. There are many, many people who never, ever gave testimony and would talk about it because it was just too painful.
And they went to their grave never talking about it. As you've said, you are a docent at the Sherwin Miller Museum of Art.
Yes, sir.
And there is the Herman and Kate Kaiser Holocaust Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Have any deniers ever come through to challenge you?
No.
Any experiences from your discussion with the visitors there?
They want to learn. So people who come there, they are not the ones who are going to argue with you.